KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
I expected it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to MakeTheConnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Money Pit is presented by Bank of America, the Angie app, and Aero Fasteners. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Welcome to episode 2194. We've got a great show planned for you today. First up, getting ready to refresh your home with some new decor is something that can be pretty darn expensive. We're going to share five ways you can save lots of money decorating your home just ahead.
And backyard fire pits are a popular project for spring, and it's the perfect time to get out there and enjoy them. And it's definitely a project that you can do yourself. So we're going to walk you through this fun one.
Yeah, step one, don't build it too close to the house. Can't tell you how many cases of melted siding I've seen over the years by people that did that. Well, in addition, adding a backyard deck is a great way to increase your home's living space. But is building a deck a DIY project or one you should hire out? We are going to sort through the options to help you make the best choice.
And spring is officially here. I know we've been in it for like a week or two, but I'm just, now that it's April, I'm so thrilled that it really is springy and it's happening and we're on our way to summer. We've got some great tools to give away this hour. From Arrow Fastener, we've got America's best-selling staple gun, the T50, and its sidekick, the T50X, to give away worth $65.
So let's get to it. To get in touch with us, you can go to moneypit.com/ask. That's moneypit.com/ask. Or pick up the phone and call 1-888-MONEYPIT. Leslie, who's first?
John in Florida is on the line and is dealing with some issues with some siding. What's going on over there?
Just was going to remodel the interior of my house. I had a bunch of wallpaper and, like, the stuff on the ceiling, the little bubbles, and I just wanted to get rid of it all.
Textured ceiling.
Yeah, textured ceiling. So I figured the easiest way, because I wanted to do the wiring anyway, because it was aluminum wiring, that just take out the drywall and start from scratch. So all the studs are there, but I just took everything else out throughout the whole house. And a friend of mine said, geez, you should cocoon the house with the spray foam insulation.
Yep.
And I said, geez, the house won't breathe or anything. Is that okay? And he goes, I think so. So I was just curious of what you guys thought of the spray foam and doing the whole thing.
Well, I am a owner of a home that has spray foam insulation, and I got to tell you, I love it. I was just telling a friend of mine the other day, he was asking me about how efficient my heating system is. I said, well, since I replaced the heating system and did the spray foam, you know, I get these alerts from the utility company where they compare my house against a house that's quote-unquote energy efficient. I'm always at like 50% of the energy efficient home. So I'm like saving more money than even efficient homes that are in my area by having the spray foam insulation. The nice thing about it is it expands as it's applied, so it gets into all the nooks and crannies. In terms of breathability, I mean, you would have to have an exceptionally tight house to have any kind of breathability issues. And if you did, you would use an air-to-air heat exchanger, which is a device that works with your HVAC system that basically pulls in fresh air from the outside, either heats it or cools it, depending on the season, and then circulates it into the house. But with an existing house, it would be very unusual for you to need that. A really super energy-efficient house that's built that way from scratch, maybe you would have something like that, but I don't think it's going to be an issue for a house like yours.
Okay, yeah, the doors are a little older, and they have a fireplace, so I figure something would get in at least.
Yeah, you'd be surprised how much air gets around windows and doors.
Right, so they were talking about spraying, so they would spray the walls and then just go right up into the rafters.
Yep.
And then they said you have to have your HVAC has to have a vent inside that conditioned space upstairs. So you think that's a good idea then?
I'm not quite sure what he means by a vent inside the conditioned space upstairs.
Inside the ductwork up in the attic, they said you need to have at least one vent in there because it's going to condition that whole space above your
head.
Oh,
like a ridge vent or a soffit vent?
No, just inside the ductwork. The trunk of the ductwork.
I hear what you're saying. I don't know why they would advise that. That doesn't make sense to me because, you know, you would essentially encapsulate the attic space in the walls. What I find in my house is that my attic is usually the same temperature as the rest of the house, no matter what time of year it is. So it never gets super cold in the winter. It doesn't get super hot in the summer. It just stays pretty neutral most of the time. I really am confused as to why they want to open up a HVAC duct in there.
Yeah, I think they were talking about airflow up there to move air a little bit because I'm down in Florida. I'm half a mile from the Gulf. So.
Cool. It might be a local thing. They might be trying to, you know, just bring in some additional air to reduce humidity. I really don't know. I need more information about that. But I can just tell you, generally speaking, I'm really a fan. I'm a big fan of spray foam insulation. I think it works, and it works very well. And it's always a good idea to do it. And in your case, since you've got all the drywall off, I think this is the perfect opportunity. But, man, between the popcorn ceiling and the aluminum wiring, you really hit the jackpot.
Yeah, and all the old wallpaper, I'm hitting a home run. So, yeah, you're right.
All right, John, good luck with that project.
Yeah, that makes me feel a lot better knowing that you think it's a good idea. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Bye-bye.
Now we're heading on over to Delaware to chat with Ruth, who's having an issue with water heating. Tell us what's going on.
Our water heater is around 12 years old, and whenever I use the hot water, it doesn't seem to last very long. And so a couple months ago, maybe 6 months ago, my husband and his friend, I guess that's what he does for a living, they emptied the water heater. They put two new elements in, but in my opinion, it's still doing the same thing. Like it didn't. To me, it didn't change the length, how long the hot water lasted.
And this is an electric water heater?
It's not gas. It's electric, yes.
And so when they replaced the elements, they tested both elements to make sure they actually work?
I'm not sure if they did that. I don't know. He said they put new elements in. I'm assuming I guess I could ask them later if they did that.
Because here's the thing. When you have a water heater that's electric and it runs out of hot water quickly, it's usually because one or the other of the two elements burn out or the control circuit breaks down so that they don't actually come on. So what you do as a technician is you run a continuity tester on these coils, and it's a way of determining whether or not they're working or not. Electric coils for a water heater is just like a light bulb. Either works or doesn't work. There's no in between. And so the first thing I would do is check the continuity on both of these coils to make sure they're both physically working, because what you're describing to me, it sounds like one is not, and that could be the whole source of the problem, okay?
All right.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, coming to you from the Angie Studios. Tackling home projects has never been easier. Just tell Angie what you need, and they handle the rest, start to finish. Download the Angie app today.
And just ahead, getting ready to refresh your home with some new decor? Well, if you're not sure your budget is ready to handle the hit, we're going to share five ways you can save lots of money decorating your home sweet home in today's Smart Spending Tip, presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card, when the Money Pit returns.
The Money Pit is presented by QuickCrete Fast Bedding Concrete Mix. In the red bag, make your next outdoor concrete project quick and easy. QuickCrete Fast Bedding Concrete Mix. Look for it in the red bag.
Live in a money pit. Setting a fence post, a mailbox, deck footing, or even a small slab is quick and easy with QuickCrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix in the red bag. There's no mixing needed when setting posts. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak with water. QuickCrete Fast Setting Concrete in the red bag sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling, the complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as one day. And for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as one day. Large or small bathroom. If you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as one day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
855-719-3102. 855-719-3102. That's 855-719-3102.
A new year means new home projects, and Angie, formerly Angie's List, makes it easy to get the job done right, from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Just bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie will actually handle the rest from start to finish or connect you to a top pro who can. So start crossing things off that 2022 to-do list in just a few taps. Download that free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started. You decided to upgrade your outdoor deck, so you ordered the essentials: a power washer, a set of patio chairs, and a shiny new grill. And you used your Bank of America customized cash rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping and up to 5.25% as a preferred rewards member, which you put towards your most essential deck addition, a bird feeder. Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
Copyright 2021 Bank of America Corporation.
The Money Pit is presented by SunTouch Floor Warming. Ditch your slippers this winter and step onto warm, cozy floors all year round with SunTouch Floor Warming. Easily install SunTouch in your bathroom, kitchen, or any space in your home and enjoy warm floors for just pennies a day. Learn more at suntouch.com.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, we know you love joining us on the weekends here at the Money Pit on your local radio station and online, but what about listening whenever you want at the Money Pit Podcast? That's right, at moneypit.com/podcast. You are going to get new episodes every Monday and Thursday, which is just in time for you to plan your next home improvement adventure, so follow the Money Pit Podcast today.
Well, spring is the season of home improvement. A lot of renewal, rejuvenation, new projects being done. We like to celebrate spring, though, by giving away tools. We've got two handy tools today to give to one lucky listener. From Arrow Fastener, we've got the T50 heavy-duty staple gun and the T50X TechMate staple gun. The T50 is America's best-selling staple gun. These are both well-built, durable tools that will definitely stand up to dozens of DIY and pro projects. That set of Arrow T50s, along with a supply of staples, is worth $65. But we're going to give one away to a listener drawn at random. If you want it to be you, you got to reach out to us with your home improvement question at 1-888-MONEYPIT or at moneypit.com/ask. Moneypit.com/ask. Just download the app. Use it to record your question. It'll go right to the studio, and you will be first in line to get those questions answered.
Heading out to Arkansas, where Bruce is having a woodpecker problem. I'm sure it's not Woody Woodpecker. What's going on over there?
I would like to know how is the best way to repair drivet on the outside of my home that has holes in it made by woodpeckers.
Well, Bruce, I definitely understand what's going on here. Those woodpeckers are looking for food, and for some reason, they think that your home is a nice, big, tasty tree, even though they're trying to get through the siding that you have right now. I've got a great solution for you that I've used myself. It works perfectly. In fact, I've got an article about this on MoneyPit.com, and it's this. What you want to do is take a black, hefty garbage bag, right, like the big, hefty trash bags, and cut it into streamers. Cut it into streamers so they're like an inch and a half or so wide. And then find a way to attack those in the area where the woodpeckers are infesting. Because what happens is when it flutters in the breeze, it totally scares the woodpeckers and they will not come back. I was dealing with a woodpecker that I kept chasing away and kept repairing siding and chasing away and repairing siding. And when I put up those hefty pieces of plastic off the hefty bag, they went away permanently. I've not seen them since. In fact, I left the streamers up because in my case, they were kind of on the side of my house between a tree and the siding, and they weren't that obvious. But man, does it work great. So plastic streamers is the way to go. Very safe for the woodpecker, and keeps them off of your house. Well, one of the most exciting things about owning a new home is decorating it. But rushing into decorating and buying furniture can mean making choices that you might later regret. So instead, think ahead and come up with a plan. Leslie has 5 tips to help in today's Smart Spending Tip, presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card.
Yeah, we've got some ways here to help you stick to a reasonable budget and help you save some money. So first of all, as tempting as it is to go to that furniture store and buy every large ticket item out there, the bed, the couch, all the big things, spread them out, guys. Prioritize. Make a list of what you need most. Can you get by with the couch that you currently have for a little bit, but maybe you want that new bed? Whatever it is, sort of take that list and decide when to make those purchases. That's definitely going to help. Secondly, you want to avoid trendy design choices that are probably going to go out of style more quickly than something traditionally designed. So don't plunk your money down on a crazy patterned sofa. Instead, use that same, get a neutral sofa or something that works with your design that's going to last the decor seasons, but then get that fabric of that first couch that you liked in the crazy pattern and put some throw pillows on it. This way you're sure to like that couch 5 years from now. Next, you want to splurge on the essentials. Now, classic pieces, those definitely are worth investing in. You could always cover the trends with those inexpensive home accents, whether it's a color and you're bringing in some throw pillows, blankets, decorative items, vases, dishes, whatever to bring that color in. Stick to the neutral, sticks to pieces that are going to last for the long haul, and really do invest in that nice rug or that nice sofa because that's what's going to last. Next, you want to decorate around a statement piece, and that can be anything. Maybe it's a piece of artwork that you love. Make that the focal point and then work around that. Perhaps it's a rug, perhaps it's a piece of furniture, but use something as sort of your launch pad to what that decor is going to look like. And lastly, you want to repurpose what you already have when you can. I mean, you may have things like leftover paint from a previous project or an old chair that maybe just needs a new cushion and some new fabric. You definitely can do a lot of these projects yourself. Upcycling certainly is an excellent approach to saving your decorating dollars to use for those big ticket items. So look around, see what you got.
You know, all of those tips work really if it's brand new or if it's a home that you already own. But what I found as a home inspector is with these brand new homes, I mean brand new to you, not necessarily brand new, brand newly constructed. With those types of home situations, what happens is homeowners get into them and they immediately want to change like dozens of things at once because they're just, you know, they don't have the wallpaper or they need a new doorway here or whatever it is. They want to do it all at once. I say you can save a ton of money by waiting. And here's why. Because one of two things are going to happen. Either the desire to make that improvement is going to grow and you'll do it, right? Or you might start to say, hey, it's not so bad. I'm used to it. And you save yourself a lot of money. So just don't jump on it immediately when you're in a new space. Give yourself time to adjust.
And that's today's Smart Spending Tip presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card.
Earn 3% cash back on online shopping. Apply at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
All right, now we're heading on over to Ohio with Bobby, who cut down a tree but is now wondering what's going on with the dirt settling and sidewalk. This sounds like it's got an interesting story, Bobby. What happened to the tree?
Well, got a disease in it, and they recommended that I cut it down before it falls on my house. So I had it cut down, and they ground out the stump, and now I was wondering, how long do I have to wait for the dirt to settle, or if I even have to wait to extend my sidewalk?
Well, I certainly wouldn't want to build a sidewalk on top of all of the ground-out sawdust, because that clearly is going to decay away. I think the best thing to do is to try to add some stone to that stumped area, maybe rake out all of the sawdust, and pack it with stone, and then make sure the new sidewalk is poured over that stone, or even embed some of the stone into the concrete, because otherwise you're going to build a sidewalk on top of an unstable piece of soil, and that could crack. Another option there is to have the mason add some reinforcement to the sidewalk and make sure the reinforcement straddles the weak area of the soil, so that, again, if you do get some additional compression, the sidewalk won't crack and sink in that area. You're wise to raise this question. You do need to work around it, and I think a good quality mason can help you do that.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Bobby. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Now we've got Mike in Illinois on the line with a fireplace question. How can I help you today?
Okay, we're getting ready to move into a home that has two fireplaces, one on the first floor and one in the basement. The first floor is a stove insert, and there's two separate chimneys that terminate next to each other. The previous owner is telling us that when you're burning a fire in the stove, sometimes you get smoke out of the basement fireplace. Even with the damper closed, sometimes a little smoke, sometimes a lot of smoke. So we're just wondering what's going on there and how to solve that.
Well, the reason it happens is because the chimney is cold. Generally, when a chimney is cold, you get condensation of the smoke inside the chimney, and that makes it heavy and it could push it down. So if a chimney does not have good draft, then you're not going to evacuate the smoke from the chimney through the outside. So the question is, how do you make that chimney improve the draft? And there's a number of ways that's done. Sometimes the chimney is raised, so we make it taller. Sometimes on the fireplace itself, you build in what's called a smoke shield, which is usually a piece of metal that's across the front of the fireplace that's maybe 6 or 8 inches deep, so that it improves the draft right at the front of the fireplace, and that can speed it up. But it's the kind of project that you really need to have a chimney expert look at. And I would not go to a mason for this. I would go to a shop that sells wood stoves and fireplaces, because they're going to have the expertise that you need here. But the reason it's happening is because the chimney is not drafting properly. And you can minimize it, by the way, by always building a very small fire and then building it up from there. You don't want to kind of go with a big fire right off, because the chimney doesn't have a chance to warm up, and you'll get more smoke that way. But when you do build a fire, if you start small and then let the chimney warm up, and then before you go a little bigger, that can minimize it. But I really think you need to have an expert look at it, because that can be quite a nasty problem, especially if somebody else builds the fire besides you and fills the house with smoke.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. We are broadcasting to you from the Angie Studios. You can get your home projects done right with Angie. Coming up, backyard fire pits are a popular project for spring, and it's a project that you can totally do yourself. We're going to walk you through this very fun project when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a Money Pit.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QUIKRETE.com.
Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout, so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
So, your tax refund just arrived? Forget the new car stereo. Spend your money on finally fixing up that eyesore with the new paint job or collision repair at Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Whether it's peeling paint, dents, or rust, Mako offers free estimates. Call 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992. Or stop by Mako at 3045 Crossroads Drive today.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to in North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right, even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up, fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
This is Carl Bott. Join me April 23rd at the Wind River Event Center for the 28th Annual Reading Chapter of Safari Club International Banquet. Dinner, games, auctions, raffles, and more. Win hunting trips, guns, artwork, hunting and outdoor gear during the banquet. Someone will win a safe and two guns. For more information and tickets, go to sciredding.org or call 530-474-5075.
Label it with the words main valve and hang it from the valve handle and make sure all household members can find it before a flood occurs. Another important location to know, the weakest link of your plumbing system, and it's probably the rubber connecting hoses on your washing machine. These hoses can dry out, burst, and allow thousands of gallons to rush into your home. To avoid this, be sure to turn off the water supply valves to the washer before leaving home for an extended period of time. That's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
And whether you're doing or dreaming, we can help you make your home everything you want it to be. Get help with those home projects when you follow the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast.
Frida from Ohio is on the line with the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Hi. My radar, I'm in a radar range microwave. It's mounted above my stove. And on the bottom, the down light that shines down onto the stove, the light bulbs in that keeps burning out. And I have to replace them about once a month. And they're getting expensive.
What kind of light bulb are you using? Just a regular incandescent?
It's like the R11, the little appliance bulbs, 40 watt.
And is this a fairly new problem, this once a month burnout, or has it been going on for a long, long time?
It's getting worse. I mean, we've had the microwave in here. It's probably about 16 years old, or wow, give or take.
Yeah, that doesn't really owe you any money. That's pretty old for a microwave appliance. You've pretty much reached the end of a normal life cycle. In fact, I'm kind of surprised it lasted that long, because it's been my experience that the microwave ovens that are mounted above ranges don't last nearly as long as a countertop microwave, because the additional heat from all that cooking has the effect of sort of wearing on those components. Typically, when you get a bulb that burns out quickly, it's either because you have a loose connection, you have a loose ground, or you have a problem with the voltage that's going in there. Sometimes, depending on what's happening with the power company, you could be getting, say, more than 120 volts. You might be getting 125, 130 volts sometimes, because there could be something that is bad down the line with the power supply, the quality of the power supply. So if you have extra volts going into those lights, that is one of the first things that tends to show it. It's kind of like the canary in the coal mine. You know, when the lights start to go burn out frequently like that, it could be an issue with the voltage. So have you been thinking about a new microwave?
Not really.
What I would suggest is, at this point, you really need to have the voltage tested. So I would call the utility company and ask them to meter the voltage going into your house and see if let's eliminate that as a possibility. If that is okay, the second thing I would check is the plug that it's actually plugged into. I'd check the outlet to make sure it's properly grounded. And if it's properly grounded, then I think you've exhausted the two things that are the easiest to fix. And at that point, you might want to think about replacing the microwave.
All right. That sounds good.
Well, backyard fire pits are really hot right now. Literally, you guys? No, seriously, though.
I got it. Yeah, I got it.
See what I did there?
I did.
But truly, in the spring season, on a cool night, it is so lovely to sit by a fire pit, melt some marshmallows. I love having that sort of campfire feeling right in my own backyard. Well, with just a little bit of planning and a trip or two to your local building supply store, you can build yourself a really fantastic fire pit.
Yeah, the first step is to pick your spot. It's got to be far from overhanging trees, far from your house or other flammable structures. Now, the fire pit itself must be low to the ground. You don't want it to rise more than about a foot above the soil for stability. And bury that base below the ground and line it with gravel for drainage. Now, there are options on materials. If you don't want to haul heavy real stones, you can also use rumble stone blocks. These are made from cast concrete, and they're molded to look like real stone. You'll find them at any home center.
Now, you're also going to need to line the fire pit with a thick steel ring like the ones you see at a park for their campfires. And that's going to protect the concrete in the blocks from the heat, which then can cause it to, you know, kind of dry out prematurely and break down. The construction part is actually really easy. You're going to begin with a trench wide enough to support those blocks. That gets filled with stone and tamped down, and that's going to give you your firm base.
Yep, and next you want to stack the blocks on the stone. You want to use a zigzag bead of masonry adhesive across two adjacent blocks to hold additional layers. Now, make sure that any interlocking parts on the blocks fit together well, and just keep going until the second course is finished, and you're pretty much done. But again, make sure when you plan this, you are far enough away from any structures when you build it. I cannot tell you how many times I've seen melted siding on a house where the fire pit was too close, especially vinyl siding. It just tends to melt because it gets the radiant heat just gets to it, and it melts quick, and it looks terrible. And if it was any closer, it'd probably burn off, and it could possibly burn your house down. So be very careful when you choose that location.
Same goes for barbecues.
Yeah, exactly. It has sort of this like arch style, like halo pattern. It's very distinctive when you see it in the house.
Jim in Illinois is on the line with some drafty windows. Tell us about your money pit.
Well, I have a historic old home. It's over 100 years old.
Okay.
And it has all of the original windows and glass in it.
All right.
And they are, needless to say, very drafty. So I was trying to figure out a way that was fairly cost-effective closing up those drafts.
So if you want to keep the original windows, then you essentially have to work with what you have. So adding weather stripping is really the limit of what you can do with those. I will say that if you've got one that's really drafty in a room that maybe you don't need to open the window, there is a product that's called temporary caulk or weather stripping caulk. It's basically a caulk that's designed to go on clear, and then in the spring you can peel it off. It comes off sort of in a rubbery strip. So that's also an effective way to seal a window that you're not going to open. But remember, you're kind of sealing it shut, so you got to be careful not to do that in a bedroom or a place where you need to have emergency egress. Now, if you want to replace the window, you could look at different manufacturers that make very historic windows. Marvin, for example, is very good at this. Anderson is good at it as well. They make windows that fit well into a historic building. And then, of course, you've got all the modern conveniences that are associated with that. I think that you would find, you know, obviously huge energy differences, not only in the drafts, but also in the solar heat gain in the summer, because I'm sure there's nothing stopping all of that heat of the sun from getting in to those windows. And if you have new glass that's got a low E coating, it's going to reflect that heat back out. So weather stripping, liquid weather stripping, or temporary caulk, or window replacement, those would be your options.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit on the spring weekend. Hopefully you've got some nice weather wherever you're listening to us from, and you're planning a project, tackling a to-do, whatever it is, we are here to help. The Money Pit is broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Caring for your home is easier than ever with Angie. Download the app today. Coming up, adding a backyard deck is one surefire way to increase your home's living space, but is building that deck a DIY project or one that you should be hiring out for? We're going to have some tips to help you make that best choice just ahead.
Live in a money pit.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, it's easy to tackle your projects from repair to remodel, landscaping to interior design. Just tell them what you need, and Angie will handle the rest from start to finish. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from local pros, and connect instantly. And when you pay through Angie, you get their happiness guarantee, covering your project up to the full purchase price. So download the free Angie mobile app today, or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Does your backyard need a makeover? Check out Rumblestone from Pavestone. You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces. A paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a fire pit, grill enclosure, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com. 1 minute you're up and the next minute you're down. Slips and falls around the home can be dangerous, but now you can make walkways, pool decks, porches, and even garage and workshop floors safer and more attractive. New TrackSafe anti-slip color coat from Deiss Coatings rolls on easily to cover ugly surfaces. Then top off with clear coats of TrackSafe anti-slip sealer for safer walking areas. Available at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeissCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Oof, there goes another one. People have literally been falling for these floors all day here at LL Flooring's Dream Floor Event. That's the sound of up to 25% off. Over 300 styles.
Whoa!
They just found the style that will go perfectly with their cabinets. They just found the scratch-resistant and waterproof floors they've been dreaming of. Find the lowest prices of the season at LL Flooring's Dream Floor Event, now through April 12th. Welcome to Floor Love.
Are you okay, ma'am?
No one likes stepping onto a cold tile floor in the winter, especially with bare feet.
With SunTouch floor warming, that never has to happen again. You can easily install SunTouch in your bathroom, kitchen, or any space in your home and enjoy warm floors for just pennies a day.
Fast and easy, whether installing yourself or hiring a pro. SunTouch has all the products and support you need.
Join millions of households across America and choose SunTouch floor warming for your home today. Learn more at SunTouch.com.
Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie, formerly Angie's List, helps homeowners tackle all their projects from everyday repairs to dream remodels. Read reviews, see upfront pricing for hundreds of projects, and instantly book today at Angie.com or on the Angie app.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. What are you guys working on this spring? You got a project you've already begun, one you're planning? Reach out to us because we can help you get it done fast, get it done right, so you can get to enjoying that space as quickly as possible. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT or go to moneypit.com/ask.
Well, we're ready to celebrate spring here by giving away a set of two handy tools to one lucky listener. We've got up for grabs this hour, Arrow's T50 heavy-duty staple gun and the T50X TacMate staple gun. I mean, this really is America's best-selling staple gun. The both of them are well-built, they're durable, they're going to stand up to dozens of DIY and even pro projects, not just this spring season, but basically for every spring season that you've got left in your life as well. These tools last and last. Now, that set of Arrow T50s along with a supply of staples is worth $65, and it's going out to one listener who's drawn at random.
So make that you. Reach out to us by posting your questions at moneypit.com/ask.
Marlene in Minnesota is on the line. How can we help you today?
We have two aluminum-clad factory-finished garage doors, dark brown in color. Or at least they were.
Okay.
And they're beginning to fade due to oxidation and sun exposure. Is there anything we can do to restore that finish?
Well, not short of painting them, because if you, when you say restore them, I mean, that would presume that there's a way to kind of bring back the luster of the original paint finish. But after years of exposure to sun, and especially those darker colors, you do get oxidation where the paint surface is broken down, and you're not going to bring that surface back. The good news is that because they're metal doors, they're fairly straightforward to paint. You want to make sure that you lightly sand the door, and then I would use a metal primer. So a good quality metal priming paint, and then whatever your top coat of paint is going to be beyond that. And if you do that right, because it's metal and it's not organic, so it's not subjected as much to expansion and contraction and certainly not moisture absorption, a good paint job on a metal door like that could easily last 10 years.
Okay, well, thank you for your help.
You're welcome, Marlene. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Well, adding a backyard deck is one surefire way to gain some living space at your home, but is building that deck a do-it-yourself project, or is it one that you should be hiring out? I mean, there are pros and cons to each approach, so let's start with DIY. If you do do it yourself, you stand to save just by the virtue of labor costs. However, building your deck could eat up a number of weekends depending on how quickly you work. Also, the DIY option may be perfect if you're planning on a fairly simple shape or, you know, something square or rectangular, but things start to get dicey if you choose maybe a more complicated shape or a multi-level deck design, so you have to design carefully if for sure you want to do it on your own.
Now, hiring a pro is obviously going to result in a pricier deck because, of course, you're paying for their labor and their expertise. On the plus side, a professional contractor, at least one who's reliable, is likely to finish the project faster than you will, and a pro will also take care of the permitting process and will already know what really is up to code and what isn't. This will make sure that your new deck is safe and okay with your city inspector. And also, properly attaching it to the house is a big part of that. I can't tell you how many times we hear about decks that collapse because whoever built it missed that key step and didn't attach it properly. So lots of advantages to working with a pro. For more tips, check out our website. We've got a post there called How to Plan an Amazing Deck on MoneyPit.com.
Louise in Delaware is on the line with some carpenter bees visiting her home. Tell us what's going on.
I have a deck in my at my back door, and I have a roof. It doesn't extend all the way out to the end of the deck, just about halfway. And I've been having for several years a major problem with carpenter bees. They actually make perfectly round holes in the roof of the deck. And I had an exterminator a couple years ago, and he said he would spray it, but no guarantees. And he sprayed it, and maybe for about 5 days I didn't see them, but they came right back. But so someone told me get steel wool and put steel wool in the holes because they can't get out.
There's the do-yourself methods and there's the professional methods. I'm troubled by the fact that you hired an exterminator, sounds like it was some time ago, and they wouldn't guarantee a result. That's not acceptable. Most professional exterminators have the tools, the knowledge, and the pesticides to effectively eliminate carpenter bees with a reasonable guarantee of success. So if you have such a serious problem as this, I would definitely suggest that you go find yourself a new exterminator, maybe from a national brand company like Orkin. You'd have better success with that. Now, if you want to do this yourself, you know, the reason that the bees form those holes is because they're nesting. And so the way they're treated is you spray pesticide inside those holes. You can also spray something that's petroleum-based inside the holes because they don't like that. There's lots of ways that you could try this yourself. But given the severity of the problem, I would suggest you find a good exterminator that can treat it with the right type of pesticide and you not have to worry about it.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, coming to you from the Angie Studio. When it comes to home projects, we know you want to nail it every time. Angie does the heavy lifting for you with top pros who get the job done right. Download the Angie app today. Coming up, Emily in Wisconsin is looking to tackle a fireplace project by adding some tile. We're going to help her get that done when we come back.
Remember us, the Tula Kids? Well, we're back, and we would like to ask you a few questions.
Do you love TV? Do you like low prices? Call our daddy.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite. You know that by not calling the 800 number for your satellite needs, you get local service, faster installation, and most importantly, we speak your language. We ask the questions to ensure you get the right package for you and your family. We do big dishes, we do little dishes, we do internet dishes, we even do dishes.
Dad, I have never seen you do dishes.
That's because I do them most of the time.
So do I.
No, you don't.
Hey, kids, we're working here. Give us a call, and we'll help you figure out the best for your family. Whether it's dish services or local antenna help or streaming services, call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474. Or visit us on the internet at btsatellite.com.
B&T Satellite is a DISH authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
It's the Ramsey Show, where we talk about your life and your money. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 14. 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Ah, this is so frustrating.
What's up?
Well, I'm trying to order my wedding invitations on Vista.
Don't say it. Don't do it.
Huh?
If you're thinking of buying wedding invitations online, don't do it. Call Minuteman Press of Reading and keep that business local. Planning a wedding is tough enough without hassling with details like invitations. Minuteman Press of Reading is a full-service printer that will handle your cards from design to printing to envelopes. And their staff is super friendly and knowledgeable and can help you get what you really want.
You got the number?
It's 221-0400. That's 221-0400. Call now.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Now is a great time to prepare for this year's upcoming wildfire season. Reading Electric Utility and City of Reading staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our facilities and to the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home, clear debris from your roof and gutters, and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity of power lines, call 530-224-4356. We all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at kcnr1460.com. Don't miss Armstrong and Getty, plus Ben Shapiro, and Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, featuring special guests talking about local issues on KCNR.
Leslie, what a mess that is, right?
It's a big mess. And then you're dealing with chipping things away to make sure you have a level surface. So if you can go on top, that's definitely the way to go. All right, next up, Scott has a potentially big plumbing problem and asks, what is the best way to deal with polybutylene pipes? Just replace? Can I run new pipe inside the polybutylene? I have not had a pipe burst yet, but I fear it's coming.
Yeah, so for those that are not aware, polybutylene was a type of pipe that was used for many years and turned out, it was quite a big problem. They would break down at the connections and leak. And so those that have polybutylene pipes have to replace them. It's kind of like when you have a house that's got old steel pipes and they just rust to the point where you got to replace them. Unfortunately, I mean, there was class action lawsuits and all that kind of stuff, but I think that that's been over a long time now. So what would I do? I would treat it, Scott, a lot like the I would if I had a house that had old steel pipes. What I generally say is, whenever you have something exposed, like if you have pipes running through a crawl space or basement that you can see, replace those now. Don't wait for a leak. And then whenever you have walls that are open, replace them at that time. One thing to keep in mind, though, that there is a better plastic that we're using today called PEX, right? Cross-linked polyethylene. This actually makes the polybutylene replacement a lot less expensive because that PEX is flexible enough that you can run it through walls without necessarily having to tear everything open, at least not as much. It's certainly a lot easier to install PEX than it is to use copper plumbing. So I would just treat it like that. And whenever you have exposure to it, whenever you see those pipes, I would replace them. I would not cover them back up. And if you see them going through your crawl space or basement and you have the budget, go ahead and replace those now.
All right, Scott, I hope that helps you out and avoid some costly leaks down the road. Good luck with your projects.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Hey, guys, thank you so much for taking a little bit of your day to listen to us. We hope we've been helpful, gave you some ideas on maybe projects you want to get done around your house or perhaps some ways to handle some fix-ups. If you've got questions, remember you can reach out to us 24/7. The best way is by downloading the Money Pit Vox Pop app at moneypit.com/ask because if you record your question on the app, it goes right to the studio and you're at the top of the line when it comes to getting those questions answered. Hope you have a good day. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Money Pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rhonda Rockstrom. Former President Trump headlined another of his Save America rallies. This evening it was Selma, North Carolina. Mr. Trump hit all the usual bullet points, including telling the enthusiastic crowd he believes he can save the country from what he says are failed Biden administration policies.
We have a president who is challenged, but he's surrounded by vicious, evil, and very corrupt people who are doing whatever they want to in running our country to ruin. With your vote this November, we can stop our nation's decline. We can make America great again, and that's what we're going to do.
In a sidebar, Mr. Trump formally endorsed Dr. Mehmet Oz for the Senate seat being vacated by the retiring Pat Toomey of Pennsylvania. Recent polls show Oz and former head fund CEO Dave McCormick in a neck-and-neck race in the Republican primary. Volodymyr Zelensky not letting up in his pleading for more weapons ahead of an expected surge in fighting in the country's east and after a train station attack killed at least 52 people. The president's looking for a tough global response to the bloodshed.
Zelensky's voice rose in anger during his nightly address late Friday, when he said that the strike on the Kramatorsk train station, where 4,000 people were trying to flee a looming Russian offensive in the east, amounted to another war crime. Russia denies it was responsible for the strike. Among those killed were children, and dozens of people were severely injured. The attack comes as workers elsewhere in the country unearth bodies from a mass grave in Bucha, a town near Kiev, where graphic evidence of dozens of killings emerged following the withdrawal of Russian forces. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
You can check out the latest news and analysis both at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and you know me. I am very cynical about products, especially those that claim to help people suffering from pain. So when I tell you that Relief Factor truly works, I want you to know that I mean it. I suffered from a stiff lower back for almost a decade, one so painful it made it difficult to kneel in church on Sundays. When I finally decided to give Relief Factor a try, I didn't ever imagine that I would find myself free of the pain. But that's what happened. Now I take Relief Factor every day. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
It's been a time of rebirth for a Texas synagogue.
In the 3 months since Rabbi Charlie Citron Walker and three of his congregants were held at gunpoint in their Texas synagogue, new carpet has been laid in the sanctuary, the walls have been repainted, the entry retiled, and new doors installed. He says it's been healing to watch. On Friday, Congregation Beth Israel in the Fort Worth suburb of Colleyville celebrated Shabbat in their own building for the first time since the attack. The January 15th standoff ended with the escape of the remaining three hostages and an FBI technical team rushing in and killing the gunman. Keith Peters reporting.
Toyota customers soon won't be able to get a U.S. federal tax credit for buying electric or plug-in hybrid vehicles. Toyota's sales chief for North America says the automaker expects to reach a 200,000 vehicle cap on the credits before the end of June. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Amazon's looking to overturn the historic union victory at one of its New York City warehouses.
The company is arguing in a legal filing Friday that union organizers of the National Labor Relations Board acted in a way that tainted the results. It now wants to redo the elections. The e-commerce giant listed 25 objections to filing, accusing organizers with the nascent Amazon labor union of intimidating workers to vote for the union, a claim an attorney representing the group has called patently absurd. Attorney Eric Milner said the employees have spoken, and Amazon is choosing to ignore that and instead engage in stalling tactics to avoid the inevitable. Patrick Frost reporting.
Over $1 billion in unclaimed tax refunds set to expire. The IRS is revealing that taxpayers are entitled to about $1.5 billion in unclaimed tax refunds from the 2018 tax year, but you got to hurry up. April 18th is your deadline. More at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Reading is already heating up. Book your travel now to the Pacific Northwest with Alaska Airlines and enjoy daily nonstop service from Reading to Seattle. You can enjoy a cool weekend in Seattle or connect with Alaska Airlines to anywhere in the world with the One World Alliance. Dreaming about that Alaskan cruise? Fly direct and sail away. At Alaska Air, they care a lot. Check out great places to travel and book your next trip now at alaskaair.com/Reading.
Finally, SpringFest is back. ION Impact on Networking, in collaboration with Viva Downtown and Cool April Nights, is bringing you the 5th annual SpringFest Car and Bike Show to kick off this year's long-awaited Cool April Nights. This exciting event will be held on Friday, April 22nd from 3 to 7 p.m. in the heart of downtown Reading. Viva Downtown will be closing down Market Street to make way for cars and bikes and a variety of food and drinks, music by renowned local band Bartosz, awesome raffle prizes including the amazing High Roller Raffles with items valued up to $4,000. This event is sponsored by Members First Credit Union, Strong Automotive, and J&K Muffler. Registration is $20 per car or bike, and all proceeds benefit Pathways to Hope for Children, a nonprofit organization that serves as an umbrella for a wide range of programs and projects, providing community outreach, youth development, family support, child abuse prevention, education and awareness activities in Shasta County. Come join us for an enjoyable evening for your whole family to kick off Cool April Nights in support of very worthy cause, Pathways to Hope for Our Children programs.
Money Pit is presented by Bank of America, the Angie app, and Aero Fasteners. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And that's kind of what we do. We help you improve your home. And your home could be your house. It could be an apartment. It could be a co-op. It could be a yurt. We don't care what it is. We're here to help you improve it. I think it'd be fun to do a makeover on a yurt, right?
I mean, it could be a lot of fun.
It could be like a glamping thing, you know?
Oh, great. Now I want to go glamping.
Well, whatever is on your home improvement to-do list, you can put it on ours by reaching out to us with your questions. A couple of ways to do that. You can head to moneyfit.com/ask. Now, there you'll find our brand new app, which is terrific because all you got to do is download it, push the button, and record your questions. It'll go right to our production studio, and we will get back to you with the answer as soon as possible. Or you can call us the old-fashioned way at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Hey, coming up on today's show, if you would love to have a backyard pool but just can't afford it or don't have the time to care for it or you just don't have the space for it, I have two words for you, spool pool. We're going to share tips on how you can combine the benefits of a pool and a spa in one very refreshing backyard feature.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. And with the spring season comes, you know, sadly, spring allergies. I feel like everywhere you turn, it's allergies in the air. They're in your house. They're outside. They're on the car. They're in the car. You can't kind of escape them. So we're going to share ways that you can make sure that they are inside your house is as clean as possible to avoid all that sneezing.
And is your driveway worn or chipped or does it have a bunch of nasty oil stains? We're going to share a surefire solution to clean up those stains for good and restore the surface.
And are you ready to spring into home improvements? Well, we are. I mean, thank goodness this weather is lovely and perfect for us to be outside and work on the yard and do some exterior projects. Whatever it is, we have got a great set of tools to give to you today, from Arrow Fastener to one lucky caller who connects with us at the Money Pit today.
That's right. We've got America's best-selling staple gun, the T50, plus its sidekick, the T50X, worth $65, along with a supply of staples. So give us a call right now at 888-MONEYPIT or post your questions to the Money Pit app at moneypit.com/ask. So let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Heading out to New Hampshire, we're Pat on the line with some cracks in a garage floor. What's going on in there?
Well, we have a big crack that goes in an X. We actually have two of them, and in the middle is a drainage area, but there's never any water there. It's not actually used. And then we have foundation cracks in the walls, which are probably a foot and a half high. And some of the cracks are about a half inch. And there are probably about 14 or 15 of them going around the whole garage. And they go through to the outside.
So first of all, Pat, the garage floor I generally don't worry too much about, because that is separate from the foundation cracks you're talking about. Garage floors are like one of the last things that gets done when you build a house. And sometimes the soil doesn't get settled properly or compacted properly. Now, you mentioned there's some drainage in there. I'm not quite sure what the thought was for that. But the bottom line is that it doesn't really do anything more than just cover the dirt, so to speak. You can fill those cracks in. There are materials designed for repair to concrete cracks, and then you could finish the garage floor with a product like Deich coating, for example. I'm using that on a concrete floor in my house. It's a really durable epoxy coating. It makes it easy to sweep and clean. Now, the foundation is another issue entirely, because that is important that it not be cracked. And you describe cracks that are half inch wide. That is a pretty serious foundation crack. And it says to me that that foundation was not on a proper footing. There's movement there that caused all this to happen. And I think that you would be wise to speak with a structural engineer, not a contractor necessarily, because contractors don't have that kind of degree. You know, they all are going to tell you they know how to fix it, but I wouldn't buy it. I would talk to a structural engineer, and the structural engineer will design for you a proper repair, or if it can't be repaired, then they can talk with you about options for replacing the foundation, which is not inexpensive. But I want to make sure you get the right professional advice, because with a structural engineer, they'll spec out exactly what has to happen. And once they do that, you can share those instructions with contractors, and that's going to achieve two things. First of all, you're going to know it's done right. And secondly, you'll be able to get apples-to-apples comparisons on bids, because they'll all be bidding on the same thing. Does that make sense?
Yes. Thank you. Can you give me the name of the product for the cracks in the floor again?
Quikrete, for example, Quikrete. Quikrete has concrete repair products for those kinds of cracks. And then you can finish the floor. You can go to Deich Coatings, D-A-I-C-H, coating.com, and look at the garage floor products. It's an epoxy product that you apply. It has sort of a like a speckled finish you can add to it, which I like because it hides the dirt and it makes it easy to clean. So I would that's the way to fix up the floor. But in terms of the foundation, you definitely need to talk with a structural engineer about that, see what's really going on.
Oh, well, my husband did call someone. They said it's possible that they have to put rods in it.
I think your husband called a contractor or somebody like that, and this is exactly why I'm telling you, you need a design professional. Everybody that does foundation work is going to have an answer here. That might be part of the solution. It might not be. So don't get bamboozled and confused and by all the different opinions on what has to be done here, unless you hire a design professional like a structural engineer, okay? It'll be a lot less aggravating for you in the long run. Plus, you know what? If you go sell that house and a buyer sees those cracks, and if they're properly repaired, you can just say, yeah, we had some cracks, but we had a structural engineer evaluate it. Here's his report. And by the way, after it's done, you can have that engineer come back and certify that it was done completely, and that's kind of like getting a pedigree on that foundation so you know it's in good shape.
Thank you very much for the advice. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, Pat. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Todd in Utah is on the line and is looking for some help in insulating the garage. Tell us about it.
Well, what I've got is I've got a garage that I work out of
and I like to do woodworking and, you know, just all around playing around with whatever project I have. But it gets cold here in Utah, and I like using my rafters to put, you know, boards and extra equipment, pontoon boats, you know, a little bit of everything out there. But I want to be able to insulate it to save a little bit of the heat so it's bearable in the winter. And I was hoping that there would be a way to maybe spray the upper inside of that with a spray foam or a spray insulation. Or what do you suggest to be the best without having to sheetrock and lose all that space?
Well, you certainly could use spray foam insulation. In fact, I personally used isonine insulation in my haddock, and we did just that. We sprayed in between the rafters with the insulation, then we coated it with a thermal barrier, and with 8 inches of isonine insulation, we were able to pick up R30, which is a substantial amount of insulation. So you could hire a local dealer to add spray foam insulation to the underside of those rafters and seal that in nice and warm. And it also will seal drafts, which is the other benefit of spray foam insulation. But remember, you're also going to have to add some heat. Once you keep that area insulated, you're going to have to add some heat. Just insulating itself is not going to make it warm enough.
Okay.
And then I would expect the weakest link in the house would be around the garage.
Right.
So you're going to at least have to do some significant weather stripping to try to keep those drafts down.
That's exactly what I want to do. I like to use my time and being retired.
Yeah.
I don't want to look out the window during the winter. I'd rather be doing something.
All right. Well, that sounds like that's your man cave.
Yeah, it is right now.
All right.
Hey, well, thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. It's spring, home improvement season. We love it. We're outside. We're doing stuff. We're getting ready for those long, long, beautiful summer days. So let us help you get your yard in tip-top shape. We are coming to you from the Angie Studios. Caring for your home is easier than ever with Angie. Download the app today.
And just ahead, Spool Pools combine the benefits of a pool and a spa in one very refreshing backyard feature. We'll explain how to know if this is a good fit for your space when the Money Pit returns.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings. Deich Coatings is the official coatings partner of the Money Pit and makers of the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit. Learn more at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Setting a fence post, a mailbox, a deck footing, or even a small slab is quick and easy with Quikrete's fast-sitting concrete mix in the red bag. And there's no mixing needed when setting posts. You just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. Quikrete fast-sitting concrete in the red bag sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find Quikrete fast-sitting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-472-4286. 800-472-4286. 800-472-4286. That's 800-472-4286.
LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, it's easy to tackle your projects from repair to remodel, landscaping to interior design. Just tell them what you need and Angie will handle the rest from start to finish. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from local pros, and connect instantly. And when you pay through Angie, you get their happiness guarantee, covering your project up to the full purchase price. So download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. You decided to upgrade your outdoor deck, so you ordered the essentials. A power washer, a set of patio chairs, and a shiny new grill. And you used your Bank of America customized cash rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping and up to 5.25% as a preferred rewards member, which you put towards your most essential deck addition, a bird feeder. Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
Copyright 2021, Bank of America Corporation.
The Money Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of The Money Pit.
Making good homes better. This is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, if you enjoy The Money Pit, you will never miss an episode of The Money Pit when you follow us on Apple Podcasts. You can subscribe for free at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
Well, we're ready to celebrate spring by giving away some tools. We've got two tools to give away to one lucky listener. We've got the Arrow T50 heavy-duty staple gun and the T50X TacMate staple gun. I tell you what, the T50 is one of the first tools I ever owned because it's been around forever. It is truly America's best-selling staple gun, and you always need one around because there's always a project to get done. Now, these tools are well-built. They're durable. They're going to stand up to dozens of DIY and pro projects. And that set of Arrow T50s, along with a supply of staples, is worth $65. Going to go out to one listener. If you'd like it to be you, you got to give us a call with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT or send us your question via the MoneyPIT app by going to moneypit.com/ask.
Karen in Pennsylvania is dealing with some mold in the basement. Tell us what's going on.
My mom has a house that the basement is, we put it up for sale and nobody noticed this. And one person came in and tore wallpaper off the wall. And we noticed that it had mold from the floor to the ceiling and even in the inner walls. So I had a gentleman come and look at it, and he said it would take $30,000 plus. And he would come in, remove all the interior walls, all the wood, the paneling, everything off the wall, down to the bare. He would have a chemical put on, clean it, and then it would never come back. And then the second guy came in, and he said he would rip everything out. As he said, he would coat it, clean it, and guarantee it that if it did come back, he'd fix it for $10,000.
Yeah, I don't think you need either of these guys. You don't have enough information yet, and I don't think you're talking to the right people. I doubt either of them are professional road mold mitigators. It sounds to me like they're just trying to size you up for as much money as they can get from you. The first thing you want to do is test the mold to figure out what kind of mold it is. And that's done. There's a couple of easy ways to do that. But basically, you take a sample and you send it out to a lab and they tell you what you got. And then you can kind of design a mitigation plan around that. You know, I need to get a sense as to how much mold is there. But if it's just a little bit of mold behind the wallpaper, you know, you may not need to pull all this out. You might be able to treat it right in place. But it doesn't sound right.
Where the bathroom is has an inner wall, and that is halfway down with mold.
Okay. How much mold are we talking about here, square footage-wise? Is it like a 4x4 foot by 4 foot space? Or
we're going to say all the outer walls, because we since went around and pulled off some wallpaper here and moved some paneling. And we also, the first guy that came in for $30,000 brought in a light. And to me, it looked like a black light. But he brought the light in that was a special light, and it can tell what type mold it was and where the mold was.
That is completely wrong. Do not call that guy back. It is completely wrong. Okay? That guy was not giving you accurate information. If he comes in with his magic light that supposedly tells mold.
Yeah, they can't actually tell you what kind of mold unless they do a chemical test on a physical sample.
Well, it's a mold test. They send it out to a lab and they read it. So that guy's a snake oil salesman.
Right, but I mean, it's actually holding a piece of that mold and testing it with certain things, and that's done by a lab.
It sounds like you could use a basement renovation, but I wouldn't get too crazy over it. If it's done by the right kind of company, they can take that apart very carefully and dispose of all of that material. And maybe you don't even want to put the walls back. Maybe you just want to leave it unfinished.
Oh, good.
All right. Well, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, if you'd love to have a backyard pool, but you just don't have the cash for it, don't have the time for it, to care for it, or you're just maybe short on backyard space, I got two words for you. Spool pool. It's a small swimming pool design that's perfect in so many ways. It combines a spa and a hot tub in one, but it's smaller than a traditional in-ground swimming pool and maybe a little bit bigger than a spa. So it really does fit well within limited space outdoors or even potentially as an indoor pool.
Yeah, now this sounds pretty big to me. A spool can be anywhere from about 10 to 16 feet long and 6 to 8 feet wide. That's a nice size pool, you guys. And it's got plenty of room for you to stretch out or just cool off on a hot summer day. And spools will also give you the option to add special features like high-powered jets, you know, to give you that luxurious spa feeling like a hot tub. You can also simply switch back to a cool soaking pool on those hot summer days. It's easy to switch back and forth, too. And with less water, they're going to heat up and cool down rather quickly. Now, the main reason that spools are becoming so popular is the fact that they do work well in small spaces. So if you've got a small backyard, you might still be able to have that pool, albeit, you know, it's a small swimming pool design. You're not going to go training for the Olympics in that small pool, but you can swim shorter laps for exercise because you can even get a spool that has sort of that jet built into it that creates like an underwater treadmill. So you're swimming laps, but you're not going anywhere. So there's lots of great options. And who doesn't love to have their own swimming space? I mean, how great is this?
Now, even though spools may be smaller than a traditional swimming pool, it doesn't mean that the cost to install one is going to be a lot less because despite their small size, many of the same costs of building an in-ground swimming pool go into building a spool pool, but they are no doubt a great option to consider for the right space. If you want to have some more insights, we've got a great post on this on MoneyPit.com. Just search spool pool.
Greg in Arizona is on the line with a roofing question. How can we help you today?
We're in the process of purchasing a place up in the mountains, and we had an inspection on the roof, and they said the reason for the discoloration and the fascia and the rafter tails is due to the fact that they didn't overlap the roof enough on the metal. It's a metal roof. And so.
Okay, so let me stop you right there so that I can explain what I think you just said. So you're talking about discoloration on the fascia, which is the part of the roof that usually a gutter would be attached to. And then the rafter tails, it sounds like your rafters may extend off of the roof edge, which is a common design. And what the prior roofer did not do was extend the shingles far enough over the edge of that roof so that the water now started dripping back against the fascia and those rafters. Is that correct?
Well, it's a metal roof. And
It's a metal roof. All right.
It's actually, it's even with the edge of the fascia.
Okay, so they did not, they did not extend it at all. Okay.
So one of the options was to drop the panels down, provided there's enough gap at the ridge to overlap the inch and a half or 2 inches. And the other option is to put like some flashing underneath the bottom of the roof, take the screws out, put that flashing underneath there, and then resecure the screws.
Create almost like a lip so that it would extend out even further. You know, that's what we would do if it was asphalt shingles. And if you were able to do this with, metal that was similar in color to what you had right now, I don't think that's a bad idea. I think it's a pretty easy and straightforward way to fix this.
It's just not corrugated like the roof is. It'll just be a flat piece of.
I mean, I think that's probably the straightforward, easiest way to get that job done, because if you start to dismantle the fascia and move things around, it's going to be a lot more construction work, and you could be opening Pandora's box. You know, who knows what's going to happen when you start taking all that apart, what you find behind it, and, it can just get more expensive. So I think simply extending that roof edge in the most cost-effective way possible is going to solve your immediate concerns.
Yeah, okay. All right, thank you so much.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, coming to you from the Angie Studios. Let Angie take your home projects from start to finish. Download the Angie app today. Hey, does stuffy, stale indoor air have you wondering how healthy every breath is? Well, we're going to share the best way to filter out household contaminants like dust, allergens, bacteria, even mold in today's smart spending tip presented by Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card next. 888 Money Pit. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Quikrete.com. Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like Simple Mat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Hi, my name's Nick Gardner. I have a show here on KCNR, Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every other Sunday. The name of my show is Poke the Hornet's Nest.
There's no mountain I can't climb. There's no tower too high. No plane that I can't learn how to fly. What do I gotta do to get through to you to show you there ain't nothing I can't take this chainsaw to?
I'm going to concentrate on local politics mainly, but we'll talk about national politics also. You'll get the view of the common citizen here in Redding, California. And remember, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Maybe it's a good time for a new perspective about what's been going on in our town, in our state, in our nation. I hope you tune in and hear the other side of the news.
North State Relief, a nonprofit serving Northern California communities, is raising awareness that there are free financial counseling services available to North State residents, provided by certified counselors at Balance Pro. They offer free HUD certified financial counseling for debt, rental, and mortgage assistance, student loans, and financial counseling for veterans and fire victims. Get advice from the pros at balancepro.org or by calling 1-800-777-PLAN. That's 1-800-777-7526.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
So, your tax refund just arrived? Forget the new car stereo. Spend your money on finally fixing up that eyesore with the new paint job or collision repair at Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Whether it's peeling paint, dents, or rust, Mako offers free estimates. Call 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992. Or stop by Mako at 3045 Crossroads Drive today.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. In response to COVID-19, NFI has scheduled online Zoom classroom sessions for CCW and CCW renewal. These online courses will be followed up with live fire range training, which will complete your certification. Follow-on range training is done with the same great instructors you've come to know and love. Give us a call today at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Light, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Older ionic sensors that see fire with photoelectric sensors for the greatest protection. Another convenient feature is the reset or silencer button. This allows you to shut down the detector for approximately 10 minutes during a nuisance alarm, like burned toast, and then goes back to full alert. Resetting your detector is always a much better idea than removing the battery, which you could forget to put back. Keeping your smoke detectors in good working order could be a matter of life and death. That's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
Presented by Angie. Angie, formerly Angie's List, helps homeowners tackle all their projects from everyday repairs to dream remodels. Read reviews, see upfront pricing for hundreds of projects, and instantly book today at Angie.com or on the Angie app.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Reach out to us with your home improvement questions at moneypit.com/ask. Hey, Leslie, I had a chance to do a project this weekend that I'd never done before. It was a small project. It took us a few hours, but it was cutting and fitting one of these composite fiberglass structural columns. My friend had a design of his house where he had four of these columns that supported a second-floor deck. And unfortunately, because of the pandemic, one of them didn't come in for months and months and months. And by the time it did come in, the contractor was kind of long gone. So I said, hey, I can think I can do that. And it was interesting. We basically figured it out. We had to jack up the deck. We did that with a hydraulic truck jack that I had, just a little like regular truck jack. I cut a 2x4 set of them to go between the jack and the underside of the beam. Was able to lift it up just enough. I mean, you just kind of take the pressure off, right? Like an eighth inch or a quarter of an inch. And it's always fun when you do that because you can hear the whole building going creak, creak, creak.
Oh, that's crazy.
You know? But we were able to cut the column, and I did it with a carbide blade on a circular saw. After, you know, you say measure twice and cut once. I'm sure the column was expensive, so I measured a lot more than twice.
Oh, I'm sure.
I had it. Exactly right. But it was a fun project, and it came out great. And the nice thing about these columns is, you know how the old wood columns always will degrade and rot and eventually have to be replaced? Not this thing. It is not organic. It doesn't rot, doesn't degrade. And I was surprised how incredibly strong it was, too.
Oh, that's a really great thing. You know, I did a project this weekend, too. I finally changed out the faucet in the powder room in the kitchen. It's been dripping for, like, a year, and it's been driving me nuts. And I've been, you know, constantly trying to find that sweet spot where it doesn't drip, and then somebody goes and uses it, and then it's dripping again, and then it's a different sweet spot. So I go and I buy the faucet, and I come home, and I'm like, all right, guys, I'm going to change the faucet. Not one of the four men, boys in my home even noticed that it was leaking. Nobody does. It's leaking? What do you mean it's leaking? Whoa, that, what? Huh?
Yeah, what do you mean?
I mean, you know, I had to go out and get, what do they call those, basin wrenches? I could not get my hand under there. So once I had that, that was super helpful. Plus, the old plumbing, you know, the connector from the on-off to the actual spigot and the faucet was so ancient that was a little bit of finagling to get off. But those speed connectors, woo, it was like a dream. Hour later and one trip to the hardware store, good to go.
You know, the whole project hinges on whether or not you can shut the water off at the supply to the sink, right?
Because
those valves get stuck. And if you can shut it off, you're pretty much good to go. But if you can't shut it off, that's when you have to stop right there.
They turned to a point to stop. And then when I turned on the faucet, the water was still coming. And I was like, oh, try to turn harder. And then it kind of moved again. So I was like, oh, God, there's going to be water shooting out of the wall.
You could always have turned off the main water valve, but it's good that you got those things working again anyway.
Yeah, I'm so glad. No more dripping, no more water waste. Busy weekend for us. Well, the EPA has named indoor air pollution as one of the top five environmental risks to public health and tells us that indoor air can be up to 100 times more polluted than the air outside. But you're probably thinking, well, they can't be talking about my house. Actually, they can, especially if you don't have the right kind of filter in your air conditioning system. We're going to sort out the options in today's Smart Spending Tip presented by Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card.
You know, this is a topic that a lot of folks get confused on, but there are basically four types of air filters. There are flat filters, which are usually made from fiberglass. They need to be changed once a month, and while they capture a lot of dust, they don't necessarily capture the kind of contaminants that can make you miserable, like allergens. For those, you might turn to an extended media filter, which uses a particle filter and a very small electrostatic charge to clean the air. It does a much better job than the plain flat filters. Now, if you want to step it up after that, you can go for an electronic filter, which uses a high electrical charge to capture particles, kind of like a magnet, and they are extremely effective on small particles and perform about 30 times better than those flat filters. And finally, let's talk about ultraviolet filters. These are extremely effective at capturing particles, bacteria, and viruses, and they're also the kind of filters that hospitals use to prevent diseases from being passed through the air, because basically what happens is the air gets sort of washed by the ultraviolet lights that are part of them.
Now, when it comes time for the installation, installing electronic or ultraviolet filters, those are jobs that are best left to a pro because they need to be built into the existing HVAC system on the return side of that system. This way the air is continually cleaned as it passes through the filter. So definitely a job for a pro, but definitely one worthwhile doing. And that's today's Smart Spending Tip presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card. Earn 3% cash back on online shopping.
Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call with your home repair, your home improvement question 24/7 right here at 888-MONEY-PIT. Coming up, is your driveway worn? Maybe it's chipped or suffering from nasty oil stains? Well, we've got a surefire solution to clean up those stains for good and restore that surface next.
Live in a money pit.
Does your backyard need a makeover? Check out Rumblestone from Pavestone. You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces. A paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a fire pit, grill enclosure, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217.
A new year means new home projects, and Angie, formerly Angie's List, makes it easy to get the job done right, from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Just bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie will actually handle the rest, from start to finish, or connect you to a top pro who can. So you can start crossing things off that 2022 to-do list in just a few taps. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Oof, there goes another one. People have literally been falling for these floors all day here at LL Flooring's Dream Floor Event. That's the sound of up to 25% off. Over 300 styles.
Whoa!
They just found the style that will go perfectly with their cabinets. They just found the scratch-resistant and waterproof floors they've been dreaming of. Find the lowest prices of the season at LL Flooring's Dream Floor Event, now through April 12th. Welcome to Floor Love.
Are you okay, ma'am?
No one likes stepping onto a cold tile floor in the winter, especially with bare feet.
With SunTouch floor warming, that never has to happen again. You can easily install SunTouch in your bathroom, kitchen, or any space in your home and enjoy warm floors for just pennies a day.
Fast and easy, whether installing yourself or hiring a pro. SunTouch has all the products and support you need.
Join millions of households across America and choose SunTouch floor warming for your home today.
Learn more at suntouch.com.
The Money Pit is presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card. Earn 3% cash back on online shopping. The essentials have never felt more rewarding. Visit bankofamerica.com/more rewarding to apply now.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, everybody, what are you working on this weekend? You need some help with a renovation, a repair, maybe a decor project? Well, post your questions at moneypit.com/ask. That's moneypit.com/ask.
Well, the Money Pit is coming to you today from the Angie Studios. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today.
Well, it's officially the springtime, and we are ready to celebrate Lady Spring by giving away a set of two handy tools to one lucky listener. We've got the Arrow T50 Heavy Duty Staple Gun and the T50X TacMate Staple Gun. I mean, the T50, this tool has been around for ages, and it is America's best-selling staple gun. Both are super well-built. They're durable. You can tackle all your projects this spring, summer, the rest of the springs and summers and falls and inside and outside. You will find a project to use your T50s on. Now, you're also going to get a supply of staples worth $65, and it's going out to one lucky listener drawn at random.
So make that you. Call us now with your home improvement question at 888-MONEYPIT or post it to moneypit.com/ask. That is the home of the new Money Pit app. It's a great way to get your questions right to the studio, and they will be answered first. So we kind of try to make it worth your while by downloading that app. It's pretty super helpful. It's moneypit.com/ask.
Well, if your driveway is stained from oil leaks or cracked or just worn, now is the perfect time to clean and seal that driveway. Now, beyond stain removal, driveway maintenance is going to depend on whether you have concrete or an asphalt driveway. So first, let's talk about those oil stains. Now, you want to mix up a solution of trisodium phosphate. You can find that in the paint aisle at most home centers. It's called TSP. And you want to mix it into a paste. Now, once you've got that TSP in paste form, you want to go with it a little wet, apply it to the stain, and then let it sit there for an hour or more, and then rinse it away. Obviously, the sooner you can get to that stain, the better. But even old stains can be successfully removed with this approach. That's as long as you fix your car first or whatever else is leaking so it just doesn't keep happening.
It's not going to stop it if you keep dumping oil on it.
Right.
But for asphalt driveways that need to be resealed, you want to use an asphalt-compatible product to fill the gaps, the cracks, the holes, and then use a disposable squeegee to apply an airport-grade latex sealer over the entire surface. And yes, I did say latex. This stuff cleans up with water today. It's really amazing. Just make sure the forecast is clear for applying and the drying time, because rain will cause the sealer to run onto sidewalks and streets, leaving unremovable stains, so you don't want to do that. And then follow up with a generous drying period, up to a couple of days if possible, and you will have a very attractive automotive existence. And then you'll have a very attractive automotive entrance.
Now, if you've got a concrete driveway with a worn surface, it's best to apply a concrete resurfacing product to the entire driveway. Now, concrete resurfacers, they're specially formulated. They're made to stick to that old concrete, and that's going to leave you with a driveway that looks almost brand spanking new. And, I mean, since you're doing the whole surface, it's really going to look fantastic.
For more tips, check out our post on driveway sealing and maintenance on moneypit.com.
Dorothy in Tennessee is on the line and has a question about an in-ground pool. What's going on?
I have a definite money pit.
All right. Welcome to the club.
I have a huge in-ground pool that it just wouldn't do any of us to not buy this house with this pool because we thought we'd just love it. And, yes, right. The kids promised to help take care of it and all that stuff. They're grown right. And gone. I don't want to take care of it. Don't want to pay all that money. And I'm wondering if there's a solution to doing something interesting with this space that isn't such a money pit.
You know, you're not in an unusual scenario. I spent 20 years as a professional home inspector, and when we did inspect homes that had pools, I'd say a pretty good portion of the time, the question from my client was the same question you just asked. I don't want the pool. I want nothing to do with it for, you know, a whole variety of reasons. What can I do with it? And in those cases, generally what folks do with it is they fill it in. You know, they tear up
any concrete edges or it's anything on top that might be part of their patio or whatever. And they basically fill it in and tamp it and compact it, and it becomes yard space. So if you don't want to use it as a pool, that's pretty much your only option.
Well, exactly. Is there an inexpensive way of doing that? The little bit of research I've done, it's not inexpensive to fill it in.
Well, look, you need to find, it's not a hard, look, putting dirt in a hole is not a difficult thing to do. What you have to do is, first of all, obviously you have to disconnect all of the mechanical systems, right?
Right.
There's power out there, all that has to be disconnected, and any plumbing has to be disconnected. So you get rid of all of the stuff that's easy like that, and then for the rest of it, if you have, like, a decking or a curbing around the outside edge of the pool, that will have to be broken up. Now, if that's the case, I can't imagine that would take more than an hour or two to break up with a jackhammer, because it's only going to be a few inches thick of concrete, so it's actually pretty easy to break up. And then you have to have excavators that will come in and probably with a small piece of equipment like a bobcat start to move a lot of dirt into that space, because it has to be tamped. You know, you can't just put it in there without tamping it. And in fact, you might also, you may need to break up the bottom of the pool, otherwise you won't have drainage, right? So you probably have to bust that up too. And then it's just going to have to be filled in and tamped and filled in and tamped and filled in and tamped, because if you don't, it'll become a sinkhole. It'll just, you know, be a depressed area in the yard. You want to really fill it up. You're going to use clean fill dirt for that. You're not going to use topsoil, obviously. So the dirt is pretty much the cost of the transportation. It's almost like you don't pay for the dirt. But that's probably the best thing to do with it, and then start thinking about what you do want to do with that space.
Well, I can imagine a really nice formal garden out there.
Well, there you go.
Or a fire pit, gazebo, all kinds of neat things. But getting to that point is not going to be cheap.
How long do you plan on staying in this house? I mean, is this it forever?
Oh, or probably.
Because, I mean, that is one thing to consider, and that is if the pool is functional and you take it out, whether or not it's going to deter from the value of your home.
From the resale value.
Yeah, sometimes it will and sometimes it won't. It depends on, you know, who's buying it and what their needs and wants and desires are. Well, hopefully we've given you some ideas on what is possible, and good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Angie is here to get all of your home projects done right.
And they do mean all, from lawn care to plumbing, roof repair to repainting and maintenance to remodel. Download the Angie app today to get started.
Coming up after the long winter, spring is a great time to inspect and fix up your home to make sure that it's prepared for the summer. We've got a few tips for you to make sure your home is in tip-top shape for the rest of the year. Next.
Live in a body pit.
The Red Bluff Roundup is on April 15th, 16th, and 17th. Get your tickets now. $250,000 is up for grabs for 600 of the toughest cowboys and cowgirls. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the good seats while you can. It's consistent action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is family night, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractors. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7, and an after party with live music. Saturday brought to you by Sierra Pacific Windows and Red Bluff Dodge. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30, and an evening concert by country music star Chancey Williams.
I've been living on rodeo, cold beer and old Copenhagen.
And Sunday is Haleakala and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital, tough enough to wear big day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Red Bluff office or online at redbluffroundup.com.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hey KCNR listeners, it's Nathan with the Reading Civic Auditorium. Have you been to ReadingCivic.com lately?
I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. These past 10 years of momentum have been absolutely incredible. Thanks to all of you. Your support and confidence in Advanced Reading has made the impossible possible. As a community who knows how to pull together and show ourselves strong, we have successfully attracted high-quality entertainers and major concert promoters back into the building and put your Reading Civic Auditorium on the map once again. Arts and entertainment culture is thriving, and we have much to celebrate. Never miss a show again. Visit ReadingCivic.com and sign up for our emails for exclusive pre-sale access. We have an unbelievable lineup with new shows being added all the time. Hit ReadingCivic.com today. You'll be glad you did. Shows are always more fun at the Civic.
Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance is now open at 3673 Eureka Way. Physical therapists Kevin Elo and Rachel Lang have a combined 29 years of experience in helping those who've suffered orthopedic injuries, strains, and sprains. Kevin has worked with the USA Gymnastics team, NFL Combine, and professional BMX riders. He's also helped members of Cirque du Soleil get back into action. Rachel works closely with seniors and is also a group fitness instructor and adept at returning people to an active lifestyle. Both Kevin and Rachel at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance are accepting new clients. Give them a call today, 530-533-5030. If you are in need of physical therapy, talk to the experts at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance at 3673 Eureka Way. Call 530-533-5030. That's 530-533-5030 today.
Tom, hey, do you want to catch the Money Pit on your schedule? All you need to do is to download the Money Pit podcast. You can do that at moneypit.com/podcast.
Bob is reaching out to the Money Pit today. He's written in saying, I'm building a new house, and the cement slab floor has moisture damp spots throughout the house. The house is still under construction. Some areas are dry, while other areas are damp. I'm ready to install sheetrock, but what's causing these damp areas?
Yeah, I wouldn't worry too much about that now, Bob. I mean, when a house is being built, it's subject to poor drainage because it's not really set up yet and things like that. The moisture that you're seeing, you have no heating system in it, so it's not evaporating. So I'm not that surprised that you've got moisture showing in the slab at this early stage of construction. I mean, what does your builder say? I don't see any reason to be worried about it at this very moment. Now, if you told me your house was built and it was, you know, up for a year and you've got heating and cooling systems going and you're still seeing moisture, then that's a whole different story. But for a house under construction, you often see leaks in the foundation that easily go away once the house is completed and occupied and the systems are turned on.
All right. Hope that helps you out, Bob. I mean, think about it. So much of the home is still exposed, so this is kind of expected. All right. Julia writes in, I have a big flooring project to do, and I want to purchase 4,000 square feet of porcelain plank flooring while the vendor has it in stock. Is it okay to store it in an outside garage? This is Florida, where freezing temperatures aren't an issue, although they have been this past winter.
Wow, 4,000 square feet. That's a lot of tile. I don't see any reason you can't store them because porcelain tiles, or really any kind of tiles, can be stored flat or on their sides. Just make sure you raise them off the ground. So if they come on a pallet, you will be all set.
All right, Julia. I hope that helps you with that gigantic project. I can't wait to hear about what kind of fun stuff you've got going on at this big house and what else you're working on.
Well, spring isn't just a great time to get outside. It's also a great time to inspect and repair your home to make sure it is ready for summer. Leslie's got tips to help you do just that in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Yeah, you know, it is finally getting warmer outside, and that means it's a great time to take a good look at the exterior of your home for any winter wear and then get the house ready for the warm weather ahead. Now, here's two easy ways to do just that and avoid headaches and costly repairs that could come down the road. So let's start by checking out doors and window seals. Air leaks aren't just a problem during the cold winter months. They're a problem in the warm months as well because that warm air is going to continue to leak in those same windows and then drive your cooling costs up. So it's the same thing, whether it's winter or summer. You're going to get air leaking in. It's either hot or cold, and it messes with your heat or your air conditioning. So you want to address that now. Now, you can keep your home cool this summer and save on your energy bills if you weatherize those windows and doors. Next, you want to inspect and repair any wind-damaged siding or roof shingles. Those winter winds can loosen siding, trim, shingles, and once that kind of happens, it will allow for leaks, and that could lead to costly repairs. So you want to stand back away from the house, inspect the exterior surfaces for anything that kind of seems out of place. Maybe there's a missing shingle, a loose piece of siding. All of that, sort of jot everything down. That quick inspection and making those repairs now will save you from a ton of headaches later. So get outside and take a good look at your money pit before the summer sets in.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the show, are you thinking about adding a deck to your backyard? Well, one key design mistake can lead to a deck disaster. We're going to tell you what that is and what you need to do to make sure your deck is safe for a summer family fun on the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Live in a money pit.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
Now is a great time to prepare for this year's upcoming wildfire season. Reading Electric Utility and City of Reading staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our facilities and to the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home, clear debris from your roof and gutters, and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity of power lines, call 530-224-4356. We all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.